It's time once again for the Downtown Lowdown, your weekly look at what's happening in and around downtown Tucson. Our guest today, Danielle Fidel, she's the commercial manager for Technicians for Sustainability, and they've got a big event coming up on Thursday, February 28th. It's an open house celebration. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Randy. So every year we hold an open house, and it's really our way of saying thank you to our customers and to people that support solar in Southern Arizona. So anyone's welcome to attend. People that put solar on their homes, their businesses, people that are interested in putting solar on their homes or businesses, or people that really just want to stop by and say hi. We have food, we have drinks, we also do a little slide presentation. So it's a really great time to be able to talk to others that are interested in solar.
And again, that's coming up Thursday, February 28th at 6 o'clock out at the TFS offices on 7th Avenue?
Yep, 612 North 7th Avenue, just north of Benjamin Supply.
And you can learn more at tfssolar.com. Is there a lot of solar happening downtown?
Absolutely. I mean, we've done over eight commercial sites in the downtown area, including KXEI, and 25-plus homes. But in general, I think we've done over 600 sites in Tucson with solar. So it's extremely popular. It's, you know, every year is busier than the last year. And this year, actually, the Arizona Corporation Commission decided to decrease the residential incentives and actually strip the commercial program. So for people that are interested in solar and want to get more involved, they can actually contact the Arizona Corporation Commission and kind of give them some information about how they feel about solar in Southern Arizona and where they want to see it going in the future. The state of Arizona in particular has really been gaining momentum. You know, California has always been the leader for solar in the U.S., and New Jersey was right behind them, and Arizona last year actually became number two in the nation, which is huge. And so I think you're right in saying that we want to continue to see momentum. Hopefully this year is better than last year, but it's a little bit difficult with the political climate. Hopefully we can continue to support solar.
And again, you can learn more about it at the TFS Open House coming up Thursday, February 28th, 6 to 8 o'clock at their offices, 612 North 7th Avenue. If you're thinking solar but you don't know anything about it, what's the most important thing to know?
Most important thing to know is that it's not just for people that have tons of money in the bank. There are ways to go solar that can actually decrease your bills every month mm-hmm. without having to put down a ton of money. There are ways for small businesses to go solar, which will help them decrease their operating costs and increase kind of the money in their pockets. So if you're thinking about it, you should definitely just give us a call and figure out what options you might have. You can give us a call at 520-740-0736.
Well, I know I can echo what Danielle's saying because we've had our solar installation almost 3 years now here at KXEI, compliments of Technicians for Sustainability, and that's part of a nonprofit program you do.
Yeah, well, we actually have two different nonprofit programs. So one is a grant program where we either match funds for a nonprofit to go solar or we donate a system for a nonprofit. And the other one is actually called Pass the Sunshine. And that's a referral program where if you refer someone to TFS and they become a customer, then we actually donate $100 in their name to a nonprofit of their choice, be it KXEI or any other nonprofit. Two ways that we're just giving back to the community.
Uh-huh. I smell some fundraising potential there for KXEI.
Absolutely.
We'll follow up with that again. Danielle Fidel joining us here from Technicians for Sustainability, their open house event Thursday, February 28th, 6 to 8 o'clock.
We just hope to see you guys there. And anybody that's interested in solar, like I said, no pressure. Just stop on by and ask us whatever questions you might have.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on the Downtown Lowdown, and good luck with the event.
Thanks so much, Randy.
And for more information about events downtown and throughout our community, be sure to visit the event schedule at kxci.org. Downtown Lowdown is made possible by Thunder Canyon Brewery, open daily at their downtown location at Broadway and 5th. ThunderCanyonBrewery.com, 396-3480.